Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. People of Turkey taking part in marches and rallies remembering the July 15, 2016 attempted military coup against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Lada Tsahok reports.
Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara James Jeffrey says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
But Jeffrey says that Gulen's supporters had infiltrated the Turkish armed forces, police and judiciary, and ultimately helped engineer the coup. Zlatica Zahok, VOA News, Washington.
And following the coup attempt, more than 50,000 people arrested, some 100,000 public employees fired for alleged links to Gulen and other extremist groups. At least 8 are dead, killed in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse at a soccer stadium in Senegal's capital, Dakar. There were apparent clashes between fans of the opposing teams, 49 in all, seriously injured. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a vote on a revised Republican Party health care bill, sometimes called Trump Care, that follows doctors advising Senator John McCain to rest after an operation to remove a blood clot from his eye. McCain's absence is closely divided. Senate plays a role in the voting. This is VOA News. That health care bill in the Senate is designed to repeal and replace the current Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. It was the focus of President Trump's weekly address to the nation.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare. The legislation working its way through Congress provides the choice and control people want, the affordability they need, and the quality they deserve in health care.
So-called Obamacare was enacted by the U.S. Congress, signed into law by President Barack Obama on March 23, 2010. U.S. High Court has asked the state of Hawaii to respond by Tuesday at noon to President Trump's motion to block a judge's ruling that prevented his travel ban from being applied to grandparents of U.S. citizens and refugees already being processed by resettlement agencies. The decision by a U.S. judge in Hawaii limits the scope of the administration's temporary ban on refugees and travelers from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Latest round in the fight over Mr. Trump's March 6 executive order, which he says is needed to prevent terrorism attacks, began when the Supreme Court intervened last month to partially revive the two bans, which have been blocked by lower courts. United Nations envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, ended the latest round of peace talks in Geneva, saying there was progress but no breakthroughs. He also said there was an increase in trust between different Syrian opposition groups.
They have identified quite a lot of broad areas of possible common approach. In addition to this technical agreement and progress, I would say, there have been a genuine effort among them to build something they didn't have before, trust, mutual trust. I would have not imagined 2 months ago that they would have been sitting in such an intensive and constructive way together.
De Mistura said he plans to reconvene an 8th round of indirect peace talks in early September. Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo's ashes have been scattered at sea. China's best-known human rights prisoner died on Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. He spent the last 8 years as a prisoner. China has lodged complaints against the UN and others for criticism about the handling of Liu's death. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.